This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring, Florida. We're with John Pursley, and he is the inventor of something called Flare Assist. Tell us what Flare Assist is and how it works.
Well, I first started flying a amphibian aircraft about 4 years ago, three and a half years ago, and I suddenly discovered very unexpectedly how difficult it is to land on smooth water. I just couldn't judge my altitude above the surface, and I had a rude awakening of a rough smack into water one time. So I started applying my lifelong experience in sensing and imaging and evaluated all the spectrum options and came up with ultrasonics, basically the same thing a bat uses to find its environment. And so over the course of the last 2 years, I've developed a product for initially for experimental aircraft that uses very rapid pulses of ultra-high frequency sound waves, and they bounce off of the surface below, whether it's water, grass, asphalt, what have you, and uses a computer on board in a small box to evaluate that distance and then to enunciate it in words to the pilot in his headset. So the way it works is you come down to a surface, regardless of the type of surface it is. When you get to 15 feet, you hear in your headset 15. And then when you go to 10, it says 10, 8, 6, 4, 3, 2, 1. And so you don't really have to be able to see the surface, but you can hear exactly where you are within 3 inches of the surface you're either trying to avoid by flying low over it or to land on it.
Okay, it mounts on the side of the airplane, and I guess it's adjustable for every airplane. You're introducing it with the Sea Ray, but is it applicable to all airplanes that land on water?
Well, it is, and it's just a matter of setting the standoff distance for how it's mounted. But beyond that, as I've flown mine, I've discovered that it works very, very well also on a runway landing, where we rely upon our sight line, our sight picture to judge our flare height. That's a pretty rough estimate, and with the Flare Assist, you can tell exactly what your distance is off of the surface. And in particular, with a tailwheel aircraft like the Sea Ray, landing on runways can be kind of difficult to do a wheel landing. You have to be able to judge when those main wheels are going to touch and then release that back pressure to stay up on the two main wheels to make a wheel landing. It's hard to do, but with the Flare Assist it makes it a lot easier, because when you get down to 1 foot, you know you're 1 foot off that surface and you can release that back pressure and set her right on without letting the tail drop. So it's really handy even for a wheeled aircraft on landings.
Okay, you're doing the final technical tweaks on the device. How's it going to be distributed, and how much is it going to cost?
Well, the product is in production, and so all the electronics are completed, tested, and proven. What we're doing right now is putting it out to some beta users, so it's being flown on aircraft, so that we've got a record of number of landings, the success of the information that's being presented to the pilot, making sure we're not getting any spurious answers coming to the pilot and so forth. So we want to get data to prove that we've got a very reliable product in the information it's providing. Right now we intend to release it for sale at Sun and Fun here in Florida on April 1st through the 6th, and our exclusive distributor is Jim Ratty at Recreational Mobility. He's a Sea Ray specialist, and we, of course, because I've got a Sea Ray, we're focusing there first, but as we pointed out, it's really usable on any other aircraft.
And what's it going to cost?
In the neighborhood of $2,500.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring, Florida. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.